The growth of farmers' markets and community-supported agriculture, along with the farm-to-plate program, and the creation of food hubs are all due to the interest in local agriculture. The number of businesses catering to local food lovers has also increased. Not long ago, a new one opened in Montpelier. As VPR Steve Zinn reports, it's part of the contemporary local vore movement, but also an effort to recapture the tradition of the neighborhood butcher shop.
The stainless steel slicing machine hums away under the music at Beau Butchery and Bar. Next to it, two deli cases display rosy cuts of fresh beef, plump pasture-raised whole chickens, and richly marbled curried squash pork sausage. A lot of time is spent passing out freshly sliced samples to customers. For such a small space, there's much to sample.
Smoked sausages, ham hocks, duck leg confit, smoked ribs. That southern pride right there, yeah.
The raw meat, mostly brought in as whole animals or sides from local farms, is butchered at Beau. It's also used to make a host of prepared meats on the premises, like sausages, pâtés, and deli meats. Co-owner and butcher Jules Guilmette, who often draws on her French-Canadian farm family's traditions, takes an improvisational and intuitive approach, rather than going by the recipe book.
And there's the broths right there. See how like dense and solid they are? It's because there's so much bone and connective tissue and meat in the kettle that we cook it in, and we cook it for so long.
Guilmette spends a lot of time preparing the food and a lot talking to customers about it.
Like, it's the same when I make mortadella.
Yeah.
You have to be temping the mortadella constantly as you're adding the fat back into it. Yeah.
Guilmette wants people to stay a while. They can linger over a sandwich or deli plate or have a cocktail from the Prohibition-era style bar.
It seems to me, you know, people come in here buying their meat with a cocktail or a glass of wine, and, you know, they can look at what we have, tell us what they want.
Guilmette learned how to cut meat in a high school vocational program, then went to culinary school, worked as a chef, and did a stint at a slaughterhouse. All along, there was this idea of opening a butcher shop with locally raised meat and products made right there. To many of us, food shopping is something we'd like to minimize, load up the shopping cart and fill the freezer. Co-owner Crystal Madeira, who's a chef and restaurant owner, says Beau is trying to recapture something once commonplace, when the custom was to make the rounds at the butcher shop, bakery, and grocer a couple of times a week for fresh food. She says the difference in quality and taste can be dramatic. Take bacon, for example.
Most bacon and ham that you buy is already pretty old and fat goes rancid very quickly. So you're tasting a meat that we took the ham off of the pig, we cured it, we smoked it. You're eating it all within a 7-day process. You can't get fresher than that unless you make it yourself at home.
Can I have a quarter pound of the pork belly? Just a chunk of that.
Montpelier once had local butcher shops, but it hasn't for a while. It does have a thriving farmer's market and a large co-op, so it makes sense a business like Beau would work here. Guilmette says Beau's ability to rely on locally sourced meat might not have been possible not long ago.
Years ago, when I first started working on trying to do this kind of business, there weren't the resources that we have now. You know, I think I was trolling online looking for farms, or if I drove down a road and I saw a sign for local beef, maybe like I would stop and try to find someone to talk to.
Now Guilmette says farmers are stopping by to inquire about selling their meat to the shop. Madeira says there are still regulations and bottlenecks that work against small meat producers. Distribution is one.
We've had to go pick up animals from the slaughterhouse ourselves, which means driving up in our car and putting them in the back of the car and driving quickly with the windows rolled down. I mean, that's not really a sustainable method for distribution, but it will change.
And Madeira says Beau is involved in larger discussions about solving those problems to pave the way for other businesses that rely on local food. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.